You know, we talk about it all the time. This leadership stuff can be difficult. We know it. And even in the best of times, it's got its strains. But you know what we don't have to put up with? Are pigs. You ask me what the hell that is. Well, pigs. Pigs are something we're going to talk about today. But it has to do with those malcontents who intentionally cause you problems. Not talking about those people who can be fixed. I'm talking about those people who choose intentionally not to. Hello, I'm Kevin Birchelman, executive coach and consultant, and this is The Brazen Leader, a podcast about leading boldly and without shame. Be brazen doesn't mean being a jerk. It means to be out front, to make decisions, to take risks, and to be there when you're supposed to be there. It's about making a difference, a real impact in people's lives. So listen up and be brazen. Hello, I'm Kevin Birchelman, and welcome to today's edition of Brazen Leadership. Today's topic, barnyard leadership. Pig wrestling is alive and well. You know, leadership sometimes can be hard. We know this to be true. It's an incredibly situational, no one size fits all sort of thing. And right when we think we have it figured out, boom, we throw people in the mix and screw it all up. Damn. Sometimes it can get downright scrappy. Malintentioned employees, fortunately there are few, sometimes make our lives difficult. And you know what? They do it on purpose. We don't have to tolerate that, you know. To borrow a phrase from an old movie, it may be time to stand up and say, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. By the way, you got to be pretty old to know what that movie is. Now, to be clear, I'm not advocating irrational, brute force leadership as a normal course of business leadership. No, I'm not. I'm talking about identifying those malintentioned employees that I talked about earlier, then purposefully interrupting their efforts. So who are they? Come on, you don't really need me to define this, do you? You know who they are. As you're listening to me right now, you know them by name. You're nodding your head right now, maybe a little smile on your lips. But this is a podcast, so let me offer a few descriptions. There may be more. You may have your own. There may be more evidence, but my experience reveals there are at least these three descriptions. Number one, they're purposefully marginal. Now, you know these. They'll always do just about anything you ask of them. But you do have to ask. And when they're done, they stop. They do precisely and only what you specifically ask or require, not one iota more. These folks can be downright irritating. They're like Jell-O when you try to confront their behavior. You've got to have clear expectations. You've got to have really specific examples. And then you have to be prepared to outline what your expectations are going forward in future similar situations so you can remind them when they pull that kind of crap again. In other words, start defining your expectations as more than simply the tasks that escape your lips. As vague as it sounds to you left-brainers, saying, do what you know that I mean, not just what I say, is in fact a reasonable communication. Have that talk with them. Do it today. Number two, malicious compliance. These two are a proverbial pain in our collective organizational derrieres. These people will accomplish a task, a job, an operation, or process exactly as it's described by some formal procedure, or some supervisor, or some written instructions, or even accepted precedents, even when they know that it's wrong, not working, problematic, will somehow break the shit out of stuff or cause harm to the organization. They'll do it, and then when you ask them, you'll hear, well, that's what he told me to do, from an experienced 10-year employee. Or even better, my job is to follow the procedures. It's your job to make sure the procedure is correct. To be sure, these folks are intentionally malicious and should be dealt with promptly. For example, John, if I told you to follow a process that you knew would cause you or your family personal harm, would you still do it? His or her response, of course, will be some version of no. Follow that directly with, well, John, I expect that same diligence when I ask you to do something that due to your circumstances, knowledge, or personal experience you know will harm this organization in any way. And then you enforce it religiously. It becomes a non-negotiable. Number three, one of my favorites, but not really, pig wrestling. No, this isn't the workplace equivalent of Saturday Night Mud Wrestling or some obscure cable channel event, nor is it an activity where Jell-O, whipped cream, or any sort of oil is involved, alas. No, pig wrestling happens when an employee, usually of the first or second one that I described earlier, doesn't want to do something, and they use a valid topic to make an invalid argument. For instance, oh, I can't do that. It's unsafe. There's the pig. That'll take too long. We'll have to work overtime. There's the pig. Have you checked with Carol? She won't want us to do that, boss. Carol, in this case, is just a pig. Sorry, Carol. No insult intended. Don't fall for it. Don't wrestle these pigs. When you do, the pig wrestling becomes the focus, not the task, process, or effort that prompted your order or request in the first place. Keep your responses simple, assuming, of course, that it really is safe, etc. For instance, they say it's unsafe. You, no, it's not. Go ahead and do it. Again, assuming it's not unsafe. Another, well, we'll have to work overtime. You, no, we won't. It's easily finished in regular hours. Go ahead and do it. My favorite, have you cleared that with Carol? You, we're good. Go ahead and do it. Notice I didn't say that Carol had actually cleared it. I said, we're good. I don't need to explain that to them in this particular instance. You can feel free to explain further if you feel it's warranted. But realize we're talking about people who are being intentionally malicious now. We're not talking about normal circumstances where we would always offer the why in additional detail. If you do feel that you must explain further and you give them additional information, just make sure you end any explanation with, go ahead and do it. Don't wrestle these pigs, you'll lose, and you'll just have to wrestle them again later. It's not worth the effort. These that I mentioned earlier are intentionally and purposely problematic. Don't confuse them with minor performance and behavior challenges, especially with those well-intentioned employees who experience momentary lapses. You know, we're all going to do that from time to time. Let them have it. The folks we're talking about mean to do what they're doing, so let's put a stop to it. One of my client's leaders, a senior leader, was lamenting one day that they are trying really hard to better intervene when these intentionally obtuse ne'er-do-wells rear their heads. She said, Kevin, we're trying to enforce this sort of stupidity, but damn it, they keep outsmarting us. Sadly, most of us know exactly what she means. Thanks for listening to this week's Brazen Leader. Make sure to visit brazenleader.com where you can read the blog and subscribe to the show so you'll never miss a Brazen episode. While you're at it, feel free to give me a super duper rating on whatever podcast service you're using. And of course, let your friends know about the show. Finally, if you'd like to comment or contact, you can email me at kevinb@triangleperformance.com. I'm Kevin Virchelman. Be sure to tune in next week for the next episode and be brazen.